awareness. Help us hashtag FixCHC Awareness Week, 23rd to the 29th of June 2025. In June, we'll be using our PSP and CBD Awareness Week to highlight the problems in NHS continuing healthcare. We'll be calling on the government to hashtag FixCHC so that it works for everybody living with PSP and CBD. Please join us and campaign for change. According to the most recent data, just one in five people who apply for CHC funding are given it, and 24% of people wait at least a month to hear back about their application. We believe people living with PSP and CBD deserve better. NHS continuing healthcare can be a lifeline for families affected by PSP and CBD. It's a package of care provided by the NHS in England and Wales. Different arrangements exist in Scotland and Northern Ireland for people with ongoing care needs brought on by their condition. Care can be provided at home or in another setting like a care or nursing home, and unlike social care provided by your local authority, the cost is met by the NHS. The fully funded care that NHS Continuing Healthcare, CHC, provides can be essential for people living with ongoing progressive conditions like PSP and CBD. For many, it's the difference between being able to stay at home and having to be cared for elsewhere. And for carers, it can be the difference between being able to cope with caring for their loved one or reaching crisis point. Sadly, too often, CHC isn't working as it should. Our new report, State of NHS Continuing Healthcare, shows that fewer people are being found eligible for CHC than in the past, and people are taking longer to hear a decision when they apply. According to the most recent data, just one in five people who apply for CHC funding are given it, and 24% of people wait at least a month to hear back about their application. There are also significant postcode lotteries in England and Wales, with people in some parts of the country more than seven times less likely to receive CHC than in others. Families have shared their experiences of CHC with PSPA. Some have called the system broken and in disrepair, with many told that they are not eligible for support despite the care needs brought on by living with PSP and CBD. Others say that the way eligibility for CHC is assessed doesn't work for people living with the conditions, which not only have progressive and fluctuating symptoms, but are rare diseases that many healthcare professionals haven't encountered before. Bob Ruskin from Durham told PSPA how his wife Sandra, who has been diagnosed with PSP, was denied CHC funding four times, and says that without CHC, we're left to deal with the consequences on our own, including having to self-fund Sandra's care in a care home. Bob also questions whether anybody conducting any of Sandra's assessments for CHC had any knowledge of her condition. We believe people living with PSP and CBD deserve better. For many, CHC has become a roll of the dice, with some people receiving fully funded care that meets their needs, while others with very similar needs are denied that support. We are asking the government to hashtag FixCHC by 1. Improving assessments for CHC so they take account of progressive conditions like PSP and CBD and listen to the experience of family carers. 2. Providing better training for healthcare professionals who undertake assessments for CHC. 3. Ensuring that somebody with knowledge of a person's condition is part of their CHC assessment. 4. Fixing the postcode lotteries that see people with very similar needs given different support depending only on where they live. 5. Fully funding CHC so nobody misses out because of financial pressures in our NHS. PSPA's Director of Policy and Influencing, Mark Jackson, said, "This Awareness Week, we're asking supporters to help us draw attention to the failures in NHS continuing healthcare and our calls for change. CHC should be something that people living with PSP and CBD can rely on, providing them with person-centred and consistent care. Instead, Soften the luck of the draw, whether somebody gets the help they need, and those who miss out are left to rely on paying for their own care. That's not right, and we're calling on the UK government to fix this system. How you can help. We're asking supporters who are in England and Wales to write to their local MP to let them know about the campaign and raise awareness of the problems in CHC, and asking them to back our calls for change. Writing to your MP is easy. Just go to our website at www.pspassociation.org.uk/awarenessweek-2025. There, all you need to do is enter your postcode and you'll be taken to a form to write to your local MP. We've provided a template you can use to give you ideas for what to write, including some key facts and our calls for change. We want to know if your MP writes back to you, so we can work with them to make the case for fixing CHC. So please let us know at communications@pspassociation.org.uk or call us on 01327 322 410. You can also support the campaign on social media. We'll be talking about the campaign throughout Awareness Week on our channels, so you can join the conversation by sharing our posts on your own account and using the hashtag #FixCHC. Other ways to make a difference. As well as supporting our #FixCHC campaign, there are several other ways you can help raise awareness of PSP and CBD this Awareness Week. Join our pathway to progress. Throughout the summer, we're encouraging supporters to get out in their local community and take part in PSPA's Pathway to Progress. Inspired by the best-selling book and now major motion picture, The Salt Path, Pathway to Progress is a UK-wide event where PSPA supporters are walking, running and cycling to collectively walk the 630 miles of the South West Coastal Path. Any time before the 30th of September, individually or as part of a team, you can walk, run, cycle or take part however you can anywhere in the country. However far you travel, you can log it on our website at www.pspassociation.org.uk/pathway-2-progress. Every mile you complete will be added to our community's progress along the Salt Path. Pathway to Progress aims to raise awareness of PSP and CBD, as well as raise vital funds to support our vital work on behalf of people living with the conditions. A generous donor has offered to match whatever our supporters raise, up to a total of £40,000, so every walk will help double the money raised. Share our It Could Be CBD animation. Recognising the early signs of PSP and CBD is crucial, and it starts with awareness among health and social care professionals. This can help speed up the process of getting an accurate diagnosis by ensuring people are referred more quickly. In previous years, we've shared our Eye Red Flag posters with opticians and our It's Not Parkinson's information with healthcare professionals about the signs of PSP. Now, PSPA has produced a new animation for healthcare professionals aimed at raising awareness of the signs of CBD. It could be CBD. Help us spread the word by encouraging your local GP and any other healthcare professionals you're in touch with to watch the animation. Donate to our Understood Research Appeal. Our Understood Appeal is aiming to raise £2 million to help create a step change in research into PSP and CBD. If you're able to donate any amount, large or small, please visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/research/understood. Later on, you'll hear about how we are rallying the PSP and CBD community to work together to fund vital research to help both conditions become better understood.